Well, it's very difficult to judge on how many people write in opposing something and proposing it, because that's always a very small microcosm of the number of people that are actually affected by a decision. You know, some people won't have heard about it, some people just wouldn't think to write in about it, but I've certainly spoken to a large number of people who are against it, that, you know, they recognise we need more housing in Kingston, but they don't like tower blocks and they don't like proposals that don't have sufficient affordable housing, you know, especially when there isn't very much community benefit from these plans. Well, I hope they don't go ahead, which is why I've written into the Development Control Committee putting in my objections based on what local residents have told me. And I think the Tolworth Greenway project is an example of what happens when local residents aren't listened to. There is not a safe crossing there. I've seen, thank God there hasn't been a fatality or a serious injury there, I have seen some very dangerous situations because of the lack of a crossing, which I know is something that lots of local residents said that they wanted to see, and something that I'm hoping that the council's now going to rectify. So, you know, I hope local residents' concerns are noted. And one in particular is the lack, you know, there's not even in a tower block, which is right next to the A3. So in my opinion, you know, people choosing to buy a house right by the A3 are very likely to have a car. There's not even provision for one car space per flat. And so I think that's going to lead to the residential roads off the Broadway, or, you know, around the Broadway being clogged up with people parking their cars there. And that's something local residents have told me, and I'm hoping that's not ignored. Well, it's not even going to be affordable, let alone truly affordable. As I understand it, there's a small number of units at a 20% discount. So that's a 20% discount on the full price, which is not affordable to the vast majority of certainly young people in Kingston, probably people in Kingston at all. There is apparently this development's not viable for affordable housing. That's done by an independent assessment that, under the way the law is, we're not allowed to see, and that's something I'm pushing to be changed at government level. But the developer is offering £3 million for off-site affordable housing. And as I say, I mean, for a development which I think has very little by way of community benefit, this is simply too much for local people to swallow, that there is so little affordable housing when we're crying out for it in this borough.